SBA Administrator Kelly Loeffler to relocate offices out of sanctuary cities. By Paul Bois on March 6, 2025. Kelly Loeffler, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, announced this week that they will be relocating offices out of sanctuary cities while ending taxpayer benefits to illegal migrants. In a press release, the SBA said that it will be promulgating a new policy requiring SBA loan applications to include a citizenship verification provision to ensure only legal, eligible applicants can access SBA programs. Lenders will be required to confirm that applicant businesses are not owned in whole or in part by an illegal alien. Consistent with President Trump's executive order ending the taxpayer subsidization of open borders, it added. The SBA will also be relocating six of its regional offices out of cities that do not comply with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, aka sanctuary cities. Over the coming months, the Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York City, and Seattle regional offices will be moved to less costly, more accessible locations that better serve the small business community and comply with federal immigration law, the announcement said. Kelly Loeffler said in a statement that illegal immigration has jeopardized both the lives of American citizens and the livelihoods of American small business owners. Under President Trump, the SBA is committed to putting American citizens first again, starting by ensuring that zero taxpayer dollars go to fund illegal aliens, Loeffler said. Today, I am pleased to announce that this agency will cut off access to loans for illegal aliens and relocate our regional offices out of sanctuary cities that reward criminal behavior, she added. We will return our focus to empowering legal, eligible business owners across the United States, in partnership with the municipalities who share this administration's commitment to secure borders and safe communities. The SBA's new policy stands in stark contrast to the Biden administration, which previously allowed migrants in the United States illegally to apply for SBA assistance. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.